I'm Katie Harris, a safeguarding practitioner and MARAC representative for MPFT. And I'm joined by Amanda Atherton, Specialist Care Group Senior Named Nurse and MPFT Domestic Abuse Lead. In today's episode, we will be discussing the importance of MPFT becoming a White Ribbon accredited organisation. During the discussion, we will be talking about men's violence against women. We understand that the content of the discussion can be distressing, and should you need any support, MPFT staff can contact us directly, or for anyone outside of the organisation, contact can be made with the following organisations: Refuge on 0808 2000 247, or Rape Crisis 0808 500-2222. Further support numbers can be found on the intranet at MPFT Safeguarding Team site under Domestic Abuse. Anyone that feels that they are in immediate danger, please call 999.
On today's episode, we'll be talking about the meaning of White Ribbon Day, the charitable organisation White Ribbon UK, and why the safeguarding team decided to apply for MPFT to become a White Ribbon accredited organisation. White Ribbon Day is a yearly campaign held on the 25th of November, which originated in Canada in 1991, and promotes the global movement of men and boys working together to end men's violence against women and girls. The day was formed by a group of pro-feminist men in a response to a massacre of female students in 1989, the aim to raise awareness of the prevalence of men's violence against women. The white ribbon symbolising the idea of men giving up their arms. Today, the white ribbon is worn to show support with the White Ribbon campaign. White Ribbon is active in 60 countries, with the movement seeking to promote health, relationships, gender equality, and to enable women to live their lives free from violence. The United Nations calls the day for the elimination of violence against women and girls, and raise awareness around the world that women are subjected to rape, domestic abuse, and many other forms of violence. Violence against women and girls remains one of the most prevalent and pervasive human rights violations in the world.
White Ribbon UK is part of a global White Ribbon movement to end men's violence against women and girls. It was formed in 2004 across England and Wales and is considered the leader in the primary prevention of men's violence against women and girls. On the 25th of November, the aim is to highlight the scale and the true nature of this often hidden issue and create a world where women and girls can live their lives free from violence. White Ribbon UK is a charitable organisation made up of individuals and organisations who want to create a change where women and men are equal. White Ribbon UK works across England and Wales to campaign, raise awareness, and educate communities about the root causes of violence perpetrated by men towards women and girls. By working within communities, it enables White Ribbon's work to reach many people and challenge sexist and misogynistic cultures by encouraging and embodying positive masculinity.
In June 2023, the safeguarding team decided to apply for MPFT to become White Ribbon accredited, with the support of Head of Strategic Safeguarding, Sharon Conlon. We would then be joining our partner agencies, Staffordshire and West Mercia Police, and Telford Council. We wanted to ensure that as an organisation, we could take a strategic approach to ending men's violence against women and girls by strengthening our systems through policy change and engage with men and boys to encourage culture change by raising awareness with the support of MPFT champions and ambassadors. Our completed application was sent to White Ribbon UK in September 23, and we received the welcome news that we were successful and gained accreditation in October. This made MPFT the second NHS trust to become White Ribbon accredited in England and Wales, and we are the first community-based NHS trust. We will now work with the members of our newly formed steering group to create a robust action plan to be implemented over the next 3 years.
As a team, we are aware of the devastating effects that this violence has on women and girls' lives, and the current statistics show that 1 in 4 women have experienced sexual harassment in the workplace. Around 60% of abused women missed at least 3 days of work a month. Violence against women and girls is estimated to cost the UK economy $28 billion a year. More than half of women have changed their work trip plans due to safety concerns. The United Nations also report that more than 5 women or girls are killed every hour by someone they know in their own family. Almost 1 in 3 women have been subjected to physical and or sexual violence at least once in their life. These statistics emphasise the importance of a White Ribbon. As part of the accreditation process, we placed an advert on the internet to ask volunteers to apply to become White Ribbon Champions, a female role, and Ambassadors, which is the male role. Our MPFT White Ribbon Ambassadors are dedicated and active male volunteers who engage with other men and boys to inform about and call out abusive and sexist behaviour amongst their friends, colleagues and communities. Also, our MPFT champions are an essential part of White Ribbon, ensuring that the voices of women, especially survivors of violence and abuse, are heard. Together, we will raise awareness within MPFT with the champions and ambassadors around the 25th of November, which is White Ribbon Day, also encouraging as many people as we can to make the White Ribbon promise to never use, excuse or remain silent about men's violence against women.
White Ribbon accreditation is segmented into 4 criteria areas, which have been developed in line with best practice and the latest research. Strategic leadership, which starts the commitment made by MPFT to gain accreditation and establish senior level support. This will be further developed in the action plan by us considering how ending violence against women and girls is embedded into policies and procedures, the roles of senior figures, training and organisational development. Engaging men and boys is central to the work of White Ribbon. MPFT will recruit White Ribbon ambassadors from as many levels and departments within the organisation as possible. Ambassadors will have access to training and resources to support them in their role, developing skills to share the White Ribbon message, particularly where there are likely to be more male staff present. Changing culture is a commitment in which MPFT are dedicated to. We will work across the whole organisation to reduce the likelihood that anyone will become a perpetrator of harassment, abuse and violence against women in the workplace or at home or within the community. This approach is known as primary prevention. MPFT can do this by creating opportunities to encourage and develop a positive culture to thrive, a culture where men are allies and women feel empowered towards their greatest potential. We want employees to feel supported and able to disclose any issues they are facing, either at work or in their home, or offer support in the community.
MPFT will continue to raise awareness amongst men and boys, organisations and decision makers about what violence is, its root causes and the effects it has on equality. We will build within our action plan ways to raise awareness across MPFT and our local communities. We now begin our 3-year journey. We have shown our commitment through the application process, being successful in gaining accreditation, and we will create the action plan over the next 6 months, then deliver and implement the plan. We want to take this opportunity to thank you for listening to the podcast and encourage you to register as an MPFT, White Ribbon Champion, Ambassador, or take the White Ribbon Promise. We would like to remind listeners that if you need further support, contact numbers for Refuge are 0808 200247 or Rape Crisis on 0808 500 2222.